Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Avodah Zorah, Daf Samech Vav, 66. Okay, so now we've got 10 Daf left after today, right? We finished Masechet on Ayin Vav. So today is the 11th Daf, then there's 10 Daf to go after that. Please God, Chol HaMoed Pesach will make a Siyum on Avodah Zorah. All right, so now the Gemara starts. Chamra Atika Be'Envy. Right, we're getting into an interesting subject over here. Oh, Alan, just starting. Okay, we're getting into an interesting subject over here. Of the concept, we've touched on it before, and we've seen it recently about min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. Okay, now we know when it comes to basa v'chalev and treifas and anything to do with that, whether it's a question of noten tam or b'marshal. Right? I mean, we spoke about noten tam yesterday. So noten tam means that there's a taste, that if an isur and a heter get mixed together, okay, and you can taste the isur in the heter, it's asur. Now, if the itzur and the heter, no ten tam liv gam. Okay, Rob is getting okay. Going one stage further. You're right. All right. No ten tam liv gam. Right. Okay, I don't want to go into that, but you, in principle, you're right. Right. But the concept of min b'mino and we know. Let's say that you've got wine in our case and grapes. So, do wine and grapes taste the same? Are they considered the same min? Is wine grapes and is grapes wine? If wine and grapes are the same, and then wine is poured into grapes, and then we don't care anymore about noten tam, because there's no such thing as noten tam, because they're both the same taste. So then it becomes asur b'mashu, just even a little bit. If they're not the same, let's say apples and grapes, right? So, or apples and wine. So now you would say noten tam. Okay? So that's the idea of, so that's min b'mino, the same ones, or min b'she'eno mino. And the ones asur, the ones mutar, that's all the ones treif, the ones kaj, the ones tameh, the ones tahor. It's always the case where they mix up, and that's the story. That's min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. When they're the same, we more machmir because you can't identify the taste. When they aren't the same, we go after the question of the taste. The next thing we're going to see now is, what is a min? Is a min, is it the same thing or is it the same name? Okay, so two things might be different, but they're called the same. Is that a min or is it not a min? So will that be min b'mino or min b'anisho mino? We'll see that in a second in our Gemara as well. And the last point I want to mention before we actually look in the Gemara, if you remember yesterday I said that the idea of shishim, right, of 1/60th, is assumed that that would be not noten tam. If there's 60 times something, we assume it in time. Actually, I was quite happy to see that Rashi mentions it himself. Look at Rashi, we'll come to it. Just remind me that there's... Yes, the very first, second line on the daf. I'm jumping ahead, but it'll make sense when we read it. Go to Chamre Chadata, new wine. See that there, that Rashi? Benoten Tam. V'chol Heichen, now this is what's important. V'chol Heichen, everywhere, de'itmar noten tam. We talk about the giving off taste. The ain tam or nikar, and the taste isn't identifiable. Have shi'ura v'shishin. That means there's 60. So in other words, it's like a principle.
Is what you said that b'mino.
Right. You can't distinguish. We're only interested in noten tam in min b'mino, in min b'she'eno mino. Sorry, but min b'mino we aren't interested in noten tam because you're not going to if you've got two coffees here, this is coffee and that's coffee and they're the same. Both they're Nescafe espressos, but the one's tam and the one's tahor. There's nothing thing as noten tam because you never identify the time in it.
I understand. So isn't that what Rashi says? V'ein tam o nikar.
So I'm saying v'chol heched de itmar no ten tam v'ein tam o nikar. This is now even in a case of where it's no ten tam. So we said no ten tam is min b'she'eno mino. Now when can't you taste it in the taste when it's diluted out? Mm-hmm. And diluted out is Rashi is we're talking about is a shishim. Got it? All right. Okay, so now we start off here with this first. I'm not sure if it's a Mishnah, but it's a machloket between Abaye and Rabbi. We're talking about halacha like this. Chamra atiki beinve. So chamra means wine, atiki, right? Atik, old wine. In other words, aged wine, right? If aged wine falls onto grapes, right? So look at Rashi. Ta'amo nikar ba'anavim. Why is it nikar? Because aged wine is really not like grapes. Fresh wine, new wine, it tastes like a grape juice. So there's a min b'mino. Old wine, aged wine, is already min b'she'eno mino. Right? So therefore, tamo nikar. You can identify the taste. So here says the Gemara, Divrei Hakol Beno Ten Tam. Everybody agrees that it's Na Beno Ten Tam. Why? Because it's Min B'Sheino Mino. It's not the same produce, same product. However, with Chamre Chadati, Chadash, right? Remember the Taf and the Shin interchange, right? Chadati means Chadash, new wine, fresh wine, recent wine, right? Being where they pour onto grapes. Now remember that one of them is Asur, one of them is Mutar, right? Abaya Amar, Abaya says, B'mashuhu. Why would he say B'mashuhu? What do we mean when we say B'mashuhu, that even with a little bit it already becomes Asur? Because Abaya is of the opinion that it is the same, that it's a Min B'mino. That's a Min B'mino, and they're the same, we don't go off the taste, right? B'mashuhu. V'Rava Amar, B'no Ten Tam, Rava says, no, even new guan is different to grapes. Okay, and therefore we go B'no Ten Tam, and all the laws of No Ten Tam would apply. Now the Gemara explains each one's machlok, each one's stand in this argument. Abaya Amar B'mashuhu, he says it's B'mashu Abaya, in other words, it's a Min B'mino, they're the same, why? Batar Tamas, you know, we go after the taste. Right, Idi the Idi Chad Tamu, he says new wine and grapes taste the same. And therefore, the Bach changed that to Vahavile Min B'mino. Therefore, it's a Min B'mino, they're exactly the same. Well, Min B'mino, we know the cloud, what's Min B'mino? Mashu. We don't worry how much it's a Mashu. For Rav, what's Rav's reason? Rav says it, but not 10 times. He says, no, we go after whether you can identify the taste or not. Why? Because he says, Batar Shema Azlinan. Interesting, eh? We go after the name. Vahai Shema Lechud, Vahai Shema Lechud. The one's called grapes and the one's called wine. Now, if I don't come and confuse me on that, they might taste it. It doesn't matter. What is this? This is wine. What is this? This is grapes. Therefore, if that's grapes and that's wine, you can use a bit of imagination, right? Cheese. Huh? Right? So, he says, if that's the case, then Bahavale min b'she'en mino. And therefore, they're two different things. Umin b'she'en mino b'noten tam. Okay, so that's the machloket between Rava and Abaya with regard to the wine and the grapes. Now the Gemara says like this. Osakashia on Abaya from our Mishnah. Look at our Mishnah for a second. We learned it yesterday. Our Mishnah said, Yai nesech, Shenafal al gabe anavim, yai nesach, wine that fell on grapes, yedichan vehein mutarot. You wash them and they're perfect. Ve'im hayu mevukaot asurot. If there were cracks in them, they asur. Right? So our Mishnah says, Gemara says like this, but how can Abaya say that? Look, no, we learned that Mishnah. Exactly, we just learned a second ago. Kesaka datach, what's a havamina? That Mishnah speaking about what? Chamre charete beinvetz, new wine. It's new wine, right? And the new wine over there, right? And the new wine, the right? Chamechadet b'anvei, ma lav benoten ta'am. And I'll be speaking there in the Mishnah that we said you can just wash them off, or if they're cracks, and then we're assuming that it's not ten ta'am. Why is it asur? Because the wine seeps into the grapes and it gives taste, and therefore we see it's not ten tam, which means that it's min b'she'en no mino. And Abaya wants to tell us that it's b'mashu because it's min b'mino. Okay? So the Gemara says, no, it's actually b'mashu. That Mishnah, our Mishnah is b'mashu, which is like Abaya. But the Gemara doesn't like it. It says, but wait a second, how can you say that? B'hami niktani sefer, what was the sefer? The end of the Mishnah we learned, remember we had the klal. And we're going to bring it now. What was the klal, end of the Mishnah? Zeaklal, kol shebahana ato. Anything that you're going to get hana'a from is asur for what? But not ten tam. If it's not ten tam, it's asur. Kol she'ein bahanato, but not ten tam mutar. So we see here that the Mishnah is in the mindset of what? Not ten tam. Michlal, de but not ten tam askinan. Our Mishnah is discussing not ten tam, not mashu. So you can't tell me that the Mishnah is mashu. The whole Mishnah, the example, the klal. Everything is about not ten tam. We're in the mindset of not ten tam. It's obvious then that our Mishnah was speaking as well about not ten tam, which is a proper kashya against Abaya. So now how does Abaya answer this? Abaya says, no. Abaya, what's his story? How does he explain this? He says, no. Madnitin b'chamra tiki b'invei. See, we started off the Havamina was that the Mishnah was talking about new wine. And then we said new wine, aha. And now Abaye, he's stuck because the Mishnah went no 10 time. He says, no, he's about old wine. And old wine, go to the very first line of our Gemara, Chamra Atiki Be'inve, Divre HaKol but not 10 time. Even Abaye agrees on that, no machloket. So now, we thought it was not 10 time, we thought it was new wine, now we've seen Emashu, it's new wine, no, it's old wine, and old wine's no machloket, and that's our Mishnah. So you can say that it's wine, agreed, not 10 time, agreed, but it's new wine. Okay, that's that first. We're going to see a couple of machlokot between Rabbi and Abaye now on this whole idea, not 10 time on Mashu in all different aspects. So that's the first. Then you just wash it off. Why not? It doesn't, there's no time because you're washing it off. The only time that it gets, what does it mean, not 10 time? You see this chocolate over here? This is a Cadbury's that's advertised this. What is this? This is a Cadbury. Dairy milk, like just a one piece of plain chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. If you take this chocolate now, okay, and you melt it into the coffee, into Irish coffee here, it's going to give a taste, right?
With a twirl.
With a twirl, okay. All right, Aria is promoting Cadbury's this morning, right? If you drop this into, it's going to give a taste, right? If you take this water and you pour it into the coffee, it's going to give a taste? No. So noten tam means it has to give a taste. Why was the grapes when they cracked asur, because the wine goes into the grape and gives a taste. When the grapes are nicely sealed, closed grapes, nothing seeps in. You wash it off and there's no time.
If you put that in like that, it won't give a taste. But if you open it.
Yeah, exactly. There, score. If you take this piece of chocolate in its wrapper, you dip it into the coffee, it won't give any taste. But if you open it up, it'll start giving taste. The grape is the closed and the cracked grape is open. Score. Wow, brilliant. Okay. Right. Okay, let's go. Old one. Right, score. This we need, I think in the morning we have to have always like something like a prop, okay. Let's carry on. All right, so now that was the first machlok. Second machlok. Chale de chamra, vinegar that falls into wine. The chale de shikra, and vinegar that falls into beer. Okay. And now look at Rashi quickly here. Chale de chamra, because Rashi helps us here. Chale de chamra, v'chale de shikra. Chad de isur, v'chad the heter. One of them is asur, one of them is mutar. We're not sure which. Doesn't make a difference which, right? V'chad shikra. V'chamira dechiti, v'chamira desari. Now you also get two types of wines over here, right? Of chamira. Chamira is not one. That's chamira. Chamira is seor. You know, you say kol chamira v'chamira deikah b'yishutei v'do b'yishutei, right? Here in Africa, we're going to say that in a few days, next Friday morning. Say anything. Chamira the chamia, right? This is the chamira, right? Which is saor. We spoke about it the other day. Saor is an agent, leavening agent, like a yeast, right? I think that's the right
leavening
agent, right? Is that my right? Is that what they call that?
They say leaven.
Oh, okay, but it's a leavening agent, right? So I talked about this on Shabbos. I'll tell you one thing. The interesting thing is, chamira is so'or. So'or is someone Pesach called so'or, right? And chametz is asher. What is so'or? So'or is really sourdough. Right. Now, in the times of Chazal, they never had yeast. So they used to take dough, let the dough go sour, and then put that dough into other dough, and that dough would make would act like yeast. It become very fashionable today, by the way. Right, yeah. You've now got boutique bread shops that don't use yeast. They use saor. Right. So it's become back into fashion. So saor is not something which you don't know anymore. Now we find saor.
Right, so some bakery that was using saor from like 100 years ago.
There we are. Aged saor, yeah. It's like a very, very, yeah, 100 years.
Right.
And
they keep it. It's like a generation. You know,
oh,
like a
I see. They're growing saor. Right, they're farming it.
Right. They used to make bread, then they use some of that bread to make saor.
Right. Right. No, it's a big thing today. It's a big thing today. Sorry?
The bread wasn't white.
Yeah, it wasn't white. It's chamira. Okay, so now another example that Abaye and Rabbi speak about is chamira dechite v'chamira desari. You got two types of saor here. One is from wheat and one's from barley. Right, the same idea, right? And the one, look at Rashi there, chad dechulin v'chad dechuma. One's chulin and one's truma. V'naflu zeh letoch zeh. And one of them falls into the other. So any two mixtures, it could be treifas, it could be truma and maser, it could be isur v'heter, it could be chometz and non-chometz, whatever the opposite of chometz is, right? Anything like that which mixes a mix. So we've got these two examples over here that we can understand the example, right? Vinegar and wine are similar, right? Vinegar, at the end of the day, wine vinegar becomes vinegar after a while, right? And the same idea here, the so'or from wheat, or so'or from barley, are very similar. Abaya amar benoten tam. So here Abaya is the other side of the machloket, right? Remember early in our first machloket, Abaya said b'mashu, with the grapes and the things. Here Abaya says benoten tam. Now what does noten tam mean? He says that they are amin b'she'eno mino. Remember? They aren't the same. That's why we go off the taste. Right? So Abaya amar benoten tam. But our time, as we go off to the taste, V'hai time l'chud. And now whisk vinegar, it tastes like one thing and wine, like something else. Barley is like wine, and wheat is something, they got different tastes. V'havele min b'she'enu mino, u'min b'she'enu mino, b'noten tam. That's the klal. V'rava says, no, with this vinegar and this wine story, amar b'mashu, we go after mashu. Why? He says, b'tar shema, we go after the name. Aslinan, right? V'ha chala mikri, and Rava says, at the end of the day, they're both called vinegar. Right? Right? Vahai chamira, and this sor, the leavening agent, mikri, vahai chamira mikri, and they're both called sor. Vahavalei min b'mino, and therefore they're the same. Vahcho min b'mino b'mashu. So now the question really is, right, why does Rava say that this is wine, and this is vinegar, and this is vinegar? So I suppose wine, at the end of the day, can become vinegar.
Wine vinegar and beer vinegar. Chala de chamra,
they're both vinegar.
Chala de
shi. Sorry, they're both vinegar. Sorry. I'm still in the previous example. Apologize. I completely slipped that. Right? We had over here, let's look at the example again. The example was chala de chamra and chala de shikra. Right? Wine vinegar and beer vinegar. Absolutely. Sorry. They're both vinegar. Right? So therefore, he says they're both vinegar. And therefore, we call them vinegar, and they go after vinegar. And therefore, if they're the same name, they're the same product. So Amar Abaya. So now Abaya, who said no. Remember, Abaya said that they're different, and they go after ta'am. So says Abaya, mina amin elay debata ta'am. I said, where do I get my makor? What's my source for telling you that we go after the taste and not after the name? Tanya, right? We've got a brighter. I think it's the Mishnah, but he says, yeah, the Masorah Rashash changes it and says, v'tzarich lomar ditnan. Right, I thought that's it. Right? Ditna, we got a Mishnah here in Masechet Shabbos and in Orla. Right? It says like this. Bet v'gimel shemot, two or three names, v'hein min echad. So there could be something which you could call it multiple things. Right? We'll see in a second. Three, like the same product, but you can call it by three different names. Right? Like, you know, you got aubergine and eggplant, and was another name for it. The aubergine and eggplant, whatever. And a chatzil, yeah. Okay? So about aubergine and eggplant. You call it the same, right? They're two different names of the same product. Right? That would be an example that comes to mind. Or should I say, v'hein min echad, and they're the same thing. Or min gimel, or maybe they're three different minim, but they're called the same thing. Right? Like, for example, you got vinegar. You got wine vinegar, and you got beer vinegar, and you got maybe some other vinegar. I don't know. What other vinegar do you get? Apple vinegar, right? Of Asurin, in other words, so now Umitstarfin, and they all do. Now, each one of these, this is what's important here. They have three things that mix together. Each one on their own wouldn't be enough, right, to make something Asurin. They wouldn't give enough time, okay? Wouldn't be enough on their own. But by joining together, they become very potent, and now they're now Umitstarfin. Look at Rashi there quickly. Tavlin shnayim v'gibol shemot v'hem min echad, or min shlosha asurim mitztarfin. This is what the Gemara in Orla says. There are three names v'hem min echad, and it's one type, as one product. Kagon, here Rashi gives examples. Pilpil lavan, white pepper. Pilpil shachor, black pepper. V'pilpil aruch, and long peppers. I'm not sure what that is, but imagine there's three types of peppers. Or, so those are three things, all the same with different names. Or min shlosha v'gimel shemot, right? Yesh lein asurin u'mitztarfin, and those are the asur, and they join together im nafludike, they fall into your pot. V'lo bezek zeh tabel, neither one has enough in it. It was just they fall into your pot. If just the one fell in, it would be completely diluted, it wouldn't give any flavor. V'lo bezek zeh tabel, and if the other one fell in its own, it also wouldn't give any flavor, right? So the spices wouldn't be strong enough if they were on their own. V'nitztarfu, however, they joined together, v'tiblu, and they gave flavor. V'hein shel isur, and they all isur, mitztarfin lo osra. Then we have a case where we say it's asur. If each one on its own fed it would be batel b'shishin. But together, it's not, it gives time. So why is that? Amar Chizkiah, hach, we'll talk about the ka'amar min gimel, the gimel shemot lahen. There are three things that got three different names. Mitztarfin, they joined together. Afagav, the klater, min, even there are three different things. Uveshem, nami, lo shav, even the names weren't the same. Okay, so we're going to see now machloket das. Let's go back into our Gemara. So we've got a bit of an idea what's going on here, right? So tavling in short, aminachad. For Amar Chizkiah, hacha b'minei metika askinah. Why is it working, as says Chizkiah? Because it's metika. Now, metika is not loved after sweet, right? But any flavor that gives it off. In other words, the flavor, it enables you to flavor. And hoyel v'ru'uin l'matek b'netakadeira. Right? And that's why he says over here that they're joined together because they are ra'ui to give the flavor into the kedaira. So even when they're joined, so Abaya now is trying to prove where he comes from, right? So Abaya says, where do I get my idea that I got off the flavor and not off the name? From this example here. Because I had three things, even they had different names. Right? But they were joined together. They work. So I don't care about names. I care in there about taste. Because Chizkiah tells me I go off to the taste, not off the name. So now the Gemara said like this. If you tell me the reason that it works there is because I go after the flavor, therefore, exactly like Abaya. He says, that's me. That's all the same taste. They all join together. They give flavor off the same flavor. And if I don't care about the names. But if you tell me I go after the names, like you, Rava, why is that working here? One's called Pilpul Lavad, one's called Pilpul Shachar, one's called Pilpul Aruch. They're different names. When they join together, there should be three different things, and we should ignore them all. That's our bias, Kashya, on Rava. So Rava's response is no. Rava would say, Amar Lecha, Hamani, why does this work? Because that Alocha there is Rabbi Meir, he. Specifically Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir's story? The Tari Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda tells his name Rabbi Meir. Minayin lechol isurin Shabbat Torah shemitztarfin zeim zeh. I've got a cloud, says Rava. And that cloud comes from Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir tells us that we don't care anymore about it. When it comes to isurin, we don't care about names, we don't care about taste, nothing. Isurin joined together. That's a cloud. Shneimar lo tochal kol to'eva. Right, look at Rashi over here. Rava amar lecha. Right, afagav de lav shavu lo b'shem v'lo b'taima. Even though they aren't even name or flavor or taste. Ka'amad de mitztarfin u'dechizkeh. We don't go like chizkeh about the whole idea of metika, right? Because of the pasuk of kol sheti'avti lecha. Right, lo tochal kol toiva. Kol sheti'avti lecha harehu beval tochal. Look at Likutei Rashi at the bottom there. Hu beval tochal olamit. You see that Rashi there? Likutei Rashi there from Chulin. You see it there at the bottom? On the outside column, you see that? Who says, "Hu beval tochal olamit forever." There's no correcting it. They joined together. Isurim, we got a din of Rabbi Meir. I don't think that's halacha, by the way. anybody see that? I don't think it's halacha. Oh, there's no let, there's no number. This is halacha. Okay, so that would be Abaya and Rava's machloket over there. Okay.
So whenever you have a prohibited food inside something which is permitted, you can't eat it.
What? No. We've got not 10 time here. It's not 10 time. There's flavor. It's tastable. But he's saying, but still, it's not 10 time. The three of them joined together to not 10 time. We're just asking, why did they join together if they're different names, if different products? Abaya, Rava says that they joined together because of the klal, that isuri mitztarfin. Abaya says, no, they only mitztaref, right? If at the end of the day, they're the same. But if you can't taste something in your food, or if it's batel b'shishim, it's mutar. That's halacha. Okay. Let's go on. Next example over here. Right? Another machloket. Chala lego chamra. Right? So vinegar that fell into wine. Remember, lego, brighter is bari is outside, and go is inside. Right? We've discussed many times. Right? Chala lego chamra. Divrei hakol benoten tam. Yeah, everybody agrees that when vinegar falls into wine, right, we go after noten tam. Why? Vinegar and wine are not the same. Look at Rashi there. Chalash nafal. You see, Rashi actually puts in the word shenafal. Can you see that? Rashi adds in the word shenafal. Lego chamra. Chalad isur. So the vinegar is asur. Lego chamra, which fell into wine, which is muta. Divrei hakol benoten tam. Right? Why is it all noten tam? Dechinafa legave lo have damida. When it fell into the wine, it wasn't similar at all to the wine. It was different. It was vinegar. Lo bereicha velo betam. It never smelled like the wine. It never tasted like the wine. Might have looked like the wine. Okay? She'en hayayin mevatel reicha chometz. Right? So what's the problem over here? The vinegar is normally stronger than the wine. So the wine isn't able to annul the flavor, the taste, the smell of the vinegar that fell into the wine. Ad shenitra betoch, until it's in mixed up in it, and there's a lot, right? Now he's got over here, shenit arbev. Can you see that there? The Mesura Shas says, not nitra be, but nit arbev, since it, until it's mixed up. Velo achomet mevatel reach hayayin. And again, the vinegar also, kol mevatel the yayin, mishum drubah chamer, because a little bit of vinegar is falling into a big thing of wine. So the little bit of vinegar can't annul the wine, because not enough. The wine won't wipe out the flavor of the vinegar until it's properly mixed in, because you'll identify the vinegar. That's the case. Everybody agrees that it's benotein ta'am. In other words, everybody agrees that it's min she'eno b'mino. Okay, you with me? Right. However, chamra, that's when vinegar falls into wine. I have a chamra that falls into vinegar. Right, now we've got the other way around. Chamra, that wine that falls into vinegar. Right, Abaya, one of them is Asu, one of them is Mutar. Right, Abaya Amar B'Mashu. Abaya says, no, in this case, it's a Mashu. Why is it a Mashu? Now it's like a Min B'Mino. Right, now we're saying that they're more or less the same. V'Rava Amar, and Rava says, no, it still makes, it's still not 10 times as a difference, which is the order. So Rav is more consistent, yeah? And Abaya says, when the vinegar falls into the wine, then it's not 10 times. When the wine falls into the vinegar, then it becomes Mashu. Okay, so we gotta understand what's going on. Abaya Amar B'Mashu. So Abaya says B'Mashu, right? Wa B'Mashu. He says Reicha Chala. Look at this over here. He says Reicha Chala. The vinegar, the smell, the vinegar, right? V'Tam Chamra, and the taste of the wine. When you mix the smell of the vinegar and the taste of the wine, you get Chala. You get vinegar. Right, look at Rashi. Reicha chala. Yain ze samuch le'iruvo haya reicha chala. Right? The wine. He says, when this drop of vinegar fell into the wine. Right? When the drop of vinegar fell into the wine. So he says, samuch le'iruvo, before it was mixed in, it still smelt of vinegar, but it tasted like wine, because already in the wine, right? Ubatar reche asrina. We go after the smell. Right? Ukeshenit arvu. And then when they mixed up, havele min bemino. Then it was the min bemino. Right? You with me here? It's a little bit tricky. Right? So let's go over it again. It's a min bemino, because remember that Abaya tells us over here that it's bemashuhu. Right? That it's just a little drop. Why does it mean b'mino? Because he says the vinegar hits the wine, and you can still smell the vinegar, but it tastes like wine. And therefore, this whole mix together is equals the vinegar. And therefore, it basically becomes, how do I mean b'mino? V'chol b'mino b'mashu. Right? Rava says, no. Rava says it's not 10 times. Why? Because he says the reach of chala, the smell of vinegar, even though there's a time of wine, is already wine.
It's still wine.
It's still wine, right? And therefore, when the wine dropped into the vinegar, right? So what fell into vinegar? Wine fell into vinegar. You got that? Abaya says that the smell of the vinegar was already in the wine. And therefore, it became vinegar. Because he says that you're going, right? Basically, you're going after the smell. And Rava says that you're going after the taste. And therefore, it's already a mixed up mixture, and it's a min b'mino. So it depends how you identify that wine as it touches the vinegar as. Is it wine or vinegar? That's really the difference. And here, Rav is telling us that it's already vinegar. Rav is telling us that it still stays wine. And Abaya is telling us that it becomes vinegar. As it hits the vinegar, even though it's wine, it becomes vinegar because it already got the taste, the smell of the vinegar. Okay. So that now the next machloket now. Hi bat tiha. Right, look at Rashi. What's a bat tiha? He says it's a nekev nokvim magofet hachavit. right? להריח את היין לבודקו אם יכול להתקיים. Right? להריח ולכוכבים ביין שלושה פידמים. So what's going on here? You make a little hole in the roof, in the lid of the barrel, stick a straw in it, I suppose, and they smell the wine during the wine making process to see how the wine is progressing. Okay, that's the idea. What?
Right.
So Oved Kochavim Yisrael. So now the Gemara says like this: Oved Kochavim b'de Yisrael. If it's a Jew's wine, and the Oved Kochavim he sniffs it, so Shapir Dami. It's okay. We've got no problem with that, right? But Oved Yisrael b'de Oved Kochavim. Now we've got a problem. If the Yisrael comes and sniffs the Oved Kochavim's wine, Abaye says, Asur, why is it Asur? We already know why it's Asur. Why is it Asur? Because he's Mekayim Oved Kochavim. And we saw it's Asur. You can't enable Avodat Kochavim. By you coming along, giving advice now on how to smell the stuff and what's it doing, etc., you're helping progress the basic with Avodat Kochavim. And Rava says it's Mutar. Right? So now, let's see what this Machloket is. Abaye Amar Asur. Abaye says it's Asur. Why? Because it's pretty that Steve isn't here, because we discussed, and David, we discussed this yesterday, right? The day before, about the whiskey. Because he says, Abaye says, why is it Asur? Because he says, Reich miltehi. Reich, the smell is milt. That's what whiskey, the whole issue of whiskey sitting in barrels, right? If it's milt or not. He says, Reich miltehi. And if Reich milte, then the smell has got substance, and therefore I've now smelled that stuff. There's something substantial in this. And Rabbi says, Mutar. Why? He says, Reich miltehi. Smelling is nothing. It's not. Smell means nothing. You aren't doing anything. You aren't assisting. You aren't contributing. You aren't nothing to do with the whole story. So Amar Rava. So Rava now has to now explain why he says muta. So Amar Rava, mina amin elach, right? Where do I get this from? The reich lav klumu. That reich, in other words, that reich lav milta.
The onus is on Abaye to prove what.
Because he's saying it's asu.
Yeah, I mean, we don't make a bracha when we smell something. Obviously, it's
we
not.
Do.
Really, we do.
We do. Yeah. If you get hanah from it,
yes.
Everything.
No, food.
Well, this is not true. This is maybe a beautiful odor of water. But it doesn't matter through the fact that you said that we don't make a bracha on smell. We do make a bracha on smell.
Yes, I agree we make a bracha on smell.
So smell is something. Otherwise, you make a bracha on it.
Yes, but not every time. Why don't you make a bracha when you before you eat a freshly baked loaf of bread?
Because you have another bracha.
Because you've got a better bracha.
Yeah.
And when there's a bigger bracha, you never make a smaller bracha. It's like anything. You don't
make. למה אתה לא אומר שהכל על הלחם כי יש בו מים?
No, I'm saying no. That's a less argument. Because they're two different. Because one, they're both food. But here you make your brocha by mozi.
Why is it better brocha?
It's the best brocha. It's a higher level brocha.
Why? Because smell is not as strong.
We eat you. What's bread for? Bread for eating.
No, when you smell spices.
If you had spices, you wouldn't make a bread for Adama. If you ate them, because you don't eat spices. But you make a brain, you make a bracha on the smell. Your question is a good question in a different context. Your question is why for the wine? Because wine is to drink, not to smell. But it doesn't matter. The concept is that reach is, it's not so partial as a reach lav milta.
You're right.
Okay. All right. So Rava amar mutar reach lav miltu. So amar Rava mina min lach reach lav klumu. This is Ditnan. We've got a Mishnah. Right, and this is a Mishnah in Masechet Trumot, and we say like a tanur shehesiku bekamon shel truma. So they lit the fire. The fire that this oven was fueled by kamon, some sort of cumin. Right, thank you. Cumin.
Spice,
right? Va'afar bo et hapat, and they baked bread in this oven. Hapat muteret, right? Now bekumen shel truma, right? So you would have thought that maybe this flavor of the cumin, which is truma, has gone into the bread. Now the bread is imbued with this truma smell and flavor, and therefore you can't get hana from the cumin, right? So he says, why? So our rabbi says, that's my proof. Lefi she'ein, right? There's a Haggadah Bach over there. She'ein ba ta'am kamun ele reiche kamun. There's no taste of cumin. It's only a smell of cumin. And therefore, says Rava, cumin, the smell, is lav milta. And there's my proof. So therefore, if truma smell is of no relevance, even though it's a beautiful flavor, right? And cumin's a spice, and you make a broch on a spice, and you get the spice, etc. So now Abaye, what's Abaye say? Abaye says, no. Abaye says, Sha'ani hatam. There, in the case of the oven, why is it mutar? Different altogether. The mikla isure. because the cumin has been burnt up. In the process, the isu was burnt. So therefore, it wasn't, we weren't enabling, we were burning, we were destroying the truma, therefore it's destroyed, and therefore even though there's just remnants over here, it's a special case. And it's not a proof, right? If you had brought me a proof where it wasn't burnt up, and the flavor and the smell had somehow gone to bed, it maybe might have been asu. Okay, that's what Abba says. So now, Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari says, you know what, these three machlokot we've seen here between Rav and Abaya, on the 10th time, etc., these things over here are all actually based in a machloket tanaim. It says ketanaim, right? Harode pat chama. This actually relates more to this last example that we've seen. But I mean, that's my interpretation. I think this whole machloket could be a machloket. Harode pat chama, right? A guy bakes fresh bread, hot bread, takes it out the oven. Venatna al pi chavit shel yayin shel truma. And he rests the bread on top of a barrel of wine that's truma wine. Right? Rimeir Oser. Rimeir says the bread is now asur. Look at Rashi there. Rimeir Oser. Right? Rimeir Oser. Look at Lamech Tanai. Sorry, Rimeir Oser. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Right? Where's the Rashi there?
Rimeir Oser.
There. She sha'ava et reach hayayin. Thank you. Right? I need a big Rashi there like you. Right? She sha'ava et reach hayayin. Right, he's got his Rashi on his afai separately. Right, Rimei also lefishes shavayt reachayin. It absorbed the wine, right? And that's exactly like his case over here with the cumin, right? The Rabbi Yehuda matir, right? Rabbi Yehuda says it's matir. Rabbi Yossi matir b'shel chitin, right? Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says buta. Now in this Mishnah there, we've got Rabbi Yossi matir b'shel chitin v'oser b'shel seorim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it would depend what the bread was made of. If it's made of wheat, then it's mutar. If it's made of sor from barley, it's asur. Why? B'mnei sha'asor in shavot. He seems to think that there's a difference in the wheat and the barley. Barley bread is more absorbent and would suck in the fumes of the wine more than the wheat one. But it doesn't matter. We can see a machloket over here between them that there are people, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, right? Both Rabbi Meir, sorry, and Rabbi Yossi would say that under certain circumstances, the bread would be asur. And that's a machloket. Now the Gemara says, my love, b'hakviv, isn't this the machloket? Demar sabar reichem miltahi. One says reichem milta, that the smell is of substance. Umar sabar reichem lav klumu. And one says no. So now the Gemara says, that seems to be the machloket.
Seems like it's no machloket at all.
And Rabbi Yehuda says matir.
Oh, Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yossi is the one. It's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the real machloket. Okay. Machloket is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand. Okay. Just Rabbi Yossi said that only the machloket, only when it comes to barley, not when it comes to wheat. Okay. Right? So, Umar Samarech Olav Klum. The Rav is the question. Rabbi Vada Tanahi. Rav is not question it's a machloket Tanahi. Why? Because Rav wants to say that it's mutar. Right? Rav wants to say that bread is mutar. So he has to go to Rabbi Yehuda. So he has to say it's a machlok tanaim, obviously, Rabbi, right. La Abaye, mi leim et nahi. Why is Abaye said it's asur, right? Why would you say that? Remember, Abaye said, yeah, in this case over here, right? He said asur, right? So La Abaye, now if it's a machlok tanaim, then it means there's someone who argues with Abaye, right? Because it means that Abaye is on the side of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, and there's Rabbi Yehuda there. Abaye has to show us that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in his circumstances. There's no machlok tanaim. Right? You with me?
Yep.
Was that clear what I said? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Now, Amalecha Abaya, love me itmar Allah. Didn't we already say about this Mishnah? Yeah, Amar Rabbi Barbachan, Amar Bish Lakish. Bepat chama v'chavit tucha. When it's hot bread on an open barrel, divrei hakol asura. Hot bread on an open barrel, everyone says asur. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda. Bepatzonenet v'chavit megufa divrei hakol muteret. And when it's a cold bread and on a sealed barrel, everyone says it's mutar. Even Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, right? Lo nechleku elu bepat chama v'chavit megufa. The machloket's only around a hot bread and a sealed barrel. Or bepatzonenet, or cold bread, and an open barrel. Right? Mm-hmm. So he's saying, it's not straightforward like you're saying. In my case, of the oven, with its hot bread, and it's open, right? On a hot bread, and it's open. Everybody says asur. The machloket there is only when it's a hot bread and sealed barrel. In my case, with the cumin, it's a hot bread and open barrel. Everyone says it's asur. And there's rechemilta, right? Right? And rechemilta. And then she says, v'hadidi nami. In my case, what's my case? Kepatchama is like open, like hot bread. The chavit tuchadami, an open barrel. And then everyone says, asur, no machloket tanaim. Thank you, Rava. Have a good Shabbos.